Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Saviro, and I have the pleasure today to have over the phone. It's very hard to describe her because she means so much for me, but for a lot of actors. She embodies for me what is perfection in her wonderful craft. I'm, of course, speaking about the lovely, the adorable, the marvelous Caroline Aron. Caroline, how are you today, my dear?
I am very well, David, and thank you for that blush-making introduction, I must say. If you could see me, my cheeks are red.
Well, listen, mine are red also every time I see you on the screen, because this is who you are. This is what you're bringing to people. You're bringing happiness. You're bringing joy. So I think there is maybe one or two people in Alaska who don't know who you are. So I'm going to say who you are. You are, of course, the 2020 SAG Award-winning actress. So this is one of the greatest news of 2020, I think. So congratulations, really, for that. And of
course, a lot of people
know you for your wonderful role as Shirley Maisel of one of my favorite TV series of all time, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's really a hit with our friends on Amazon. So we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk also about your upcoming big role on the big screen as the lead in this amazing, amazing film. Really, it's almost a new concept on its own because it's like a one-woman film. I mean, I love this concept. It's called Call Waiting, okay? Call Waiting.
Yes.
So please don't be like myself, because when I receive an email, you have Call Waiting to watch. You know, I was like, what are you talking about? You know, so how can you have a call waiting and watch it? So the title of the movie is Call Waiting, okay? So which will be released on Labor Day on Amazon. So on Labor Day, I want everyone who is listening to iHeartRadio and everyone in the world to literally jump on Amazon. But now, my dearest Caroline, I would love to know, you know, a question that I want to hear from you. I really, really would like to know, my dear, where are you from? Where were you born? And how did you start acting in the first place?
Well, I was, much to many people's surprise, I am a Southern Belle. I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, recently of the news, because it was the capital of the Confederacy, and as you know, there's been a lot of dust up about Confederate statues that are all over the South. I passed those statues every day growing up. I would say that, you know, my acting bug, as people like to call it, started really early when I was at summer camp and we could be in a musical or climb a mountain. Those were our choices, so I definitely chose the musicals. And I went to college knowing that I wanted to be an actress. So I majored in performing arts, and I started my career in Washington, D.C., where I was in school in an experimental theater, part of a groundswell movement in our nation's capital of millions of new arts organizations, which are still thriving today. But, you know, New York was the brass ring, New York City. It always has been, and I think it always will be, for artists. And I moved to New York for the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd. And I started going to classes with the great Uta Hagen and Stella Adler, who are no longer with us, but are still considered the most iconic teachers in the acting community. And through a class at Uta Hagen's, I met the director, Mike Nichols. He saw my work. He put me in the movie Heartburn. That was the beginning of my film career. The beginning of my theater career in New York happened. This is a wonderful story. In the old days in New York City, because everyone knows how expensive theater is, you could go to see a show for free if you were willing to volunteer as an usher.
Wow.
So I was ushering for an off-Broadway play that had been produced by the great film director Robert Altman. And I was ushering one night, and he came in and said, as I was showing him to his seat with some of his guests, "Are you an actress?" And I said, "Why, yes, I am. like it showed. You know what I mean? I went, everybody can tell. And he said, well, why don't you come to my apartment tomorrow? I'm going to direct a new Broadway play starring Cher, and I need somebody to read with her so we can figure out what part she's going to play.
Wow.
I was just out of my mind, and I did. The next day, it was just me and Cher and Robert Altman, and she read all three parts in this wonderful play called Come Back to the Five and Dime. Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean, and then Robert Altman cast me as her understudy and a member of the Jimmy Dean fan club, and that's how I made my Broadway debut. So that's how I started.
Wow. Well, let me tell you.
Isn't that great?
You know, this is what amazed me sometimes. I had the privilege to interview several people, and of course, one thing that always amazes me is how God puts everything, without sounding too spiritual, of course, but how God puts everything in your way, you know, to lead you to what you are born to do. And Caroline, my dear, you are born to do this. This is what God has placed for you. And the joy that you're bringing to people with your acting, with just when you raise an eyebrow, I'm like, you made my day, you know.
You really made my day.
It's amazing, all these wonderful paths. And of course, we all very, very grateful, not, of course, as much as yourself, but we are very grateful to all these wonderful people that you have met who have helped you to get where you are. But also, it always comes to the great choices that you have done, and you're known for being such a professional, such a dedicated person in the craft. And when I say I would have the honor to interview you, I can tell you, first of all my colleagues were very jealous, you know. And second, which chocolate have you sent to her? Tell us the brand. Will we send more chocolate? I said, listen, it's not about chocolate. It's about feelings, you know. And I said, you know, I'm just, life is good. Life is good to have you, Caroline. So now, very fast forwarding, because you're already very generous with us today. So very fast forwarding to your wonderful role in the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Huge success beyond what it was, beyond the fact that it's an Amazon TV series. It's beyond that. It became almost a concept, you know.
Yes.
How this project was brought to you, and when you started to hear from it, did you say, oh my God, it's going to be a hit right away?
Well, first of all, I had no idea it was going to be this big of a hit. And the way it came to me was my agents called me and said that the creators wanted to have a conversation with me about a character that they were adding to a new series. And the creators were also the creators of Gilmore Girls. And my daughter was a Gilmore Girls fan, and she loved it so much. And every time I would walk by her room or walk by the living room, the TV was on playing Gilmore Girls. And I think she'd seen every episode at least 7 times. So when my agent said to me, these people are the same people that created the Gilmore Girls, I was like, I don't even have to talk to them. The answer is yes. I knew
wow.
that it would bring me so much good vibes with my own daughter. But anyway, I did to them. They had already shot the pilot. They told me what they were doing, and I was so excited to be invited to the party. It was originally supposed to be just for 1 or 2 episodes, but as the series grew and the families grew, they added in, you know, the Maisels, Kevin Pollak and myself as Joel's parents. And I have to tell you, no one knew. It is just the talk about God, you know. Really, somebody up there is shining on
Amen.
All of us. It is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Could you know, no, really. In Hebrew, people say, kol hakavod, you know. Only good things to you. Mazel tov, really. Mazel tov for all this wonderful success. Which really leads us to this amazing. I'm so glad that you return, in a way, to the big screen as the lead of this amazing film called Waiting, releasing Labor Day weekend on Amazon. It's a one-woman tour-de-force poignant comedy, the story of two women who never met but impact each other profoundly. You star both as Judy Baxter and Carol Lane. So you got to tell us, first of all, how that project was brought to you also. And can you, of course, you don't want to kill the bird before, but I would love to know if you can share with us a little
Absolutely.
Bit about this wonderful, this one-woman tour de force comedy.
Yes, I'll tell you, because it is probably one of the most favorite things I've ever done. It started out as a play written by my dear friend, who became a dear friend, Dori Fram. And it really is an autobiography. She was born in a displaced person camp. She came to America as a young girl. And it always haunted her, being the child of survivors, a survivor herself. She was a writer. And the one thing she couldn't write about was her own personal story. So she took that concept of writer's block in terms of the most traumatic thing that could ever be part of somebody's past, and she turned that struggle into a comedy. And her conceit was that if you listened only to one side of someone's phone conversation throughout a day, by the end of that time, you would know everything about that person. And so it was actually a one-character play that was an 80-minute monologue. It went up in Los Angeles. It was an enormous hit. It ran for a really long time. And Dan Bukatinski and his husband, Don Roos, were sitting in the audience one night. Don is a great filmmaker. Dan is a writer, producer, actor. And they said, could you ever put this on film, a one-character movie? Because they loved it so much, they thought it deserved a broader audience. And it was such a crazy idea. And I thought that they would open it up and you would meet all the characters that Judy Baxter is talking to on the other end of the phone. But they wanted to protect the original conceit of the play. So they said, no, we're only going to see you. But since it's a movie and not a play, we need something to cut to. When you're in the theater, Don explained to me, who's a great filmmaker, you know, you look at your program, you look at the person in front of you, you look at the back wall. He said, in film, we call that editing, where those decisions are made for you, where you're going to look. So he said, we have to have something we can cut to. Can't just have a camera on one character. So they wrote another character, and I was to play her too. And that is the character of Carol Lane. So both of those women, it is their stories, and they never meet. But the impact of each of them affects the other. And it is... It was written by a woman. It's directed by Jody Binstock, a woman, played by me, and it's a women's story. And at the time that we put it out on the festival circuit, it was a selection for 9 prestigious festivals. It won the Audience Award at the Santa Barbara Film Festival and went no further. And then, as women's stories have become more important in the entertainment landscape, now seemed like the right time for everybody to see this movie. And it really is remarkable. I have to say, when I was revisiting the film, I kept going like this, this is really good. This is really unusual. I've never seen anything like this. And what sort of inspired this particular moment in time is Dori Fram, the writer, whose story it is, tragically died last year. And we all got together in her honor and said, let's share this movie. So that's what we're doing, and Amazon is our, you know, host with the most, and I really am excited for people to see it.
Yeah. I love how you say host with the most.
Yes, they are. Very well said. Exactly.
It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movie, and I really invite everyone to break the record and to go, and really big shout out to Amazon for always, you know, opening their hands and their arms to new ideas, new projects, and
yes,
taking risks. Really, they are really, really, really amazing, you know. So really, congratulations. And if you put your money in the Amazon stock, let me tell you, it's breaking records. So so really, everything goes well together. My dear Caroline, it's such an honor. I know we have just like 2-3 more minutes of your time. You've already been very, very generous. I would love to know, what are your next projects after that, after this amazing movie coming up called Waiting, releasing on Labor Day weekend on Amazon. What are your next projects after that?
My next project is season 4 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. We're going to start shooting soon. As you know, we are all in, you know, sort of a restricted environment at the moment. I miss people. I miss doing my work. I've been doing a lot of writing during this time and reading and longing for everyone. But we are going to be back to work soon.
And we can't wait to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, my dear Caroline, how much I love you from the bottom of my heart. How much as an actor, but also as a Sephardi Jew, as a Jew, how
yes.
much you are an inspiration for me as a woman,
thank
or your
you.
Activism, all the things you have done. You are a true inspiration for me, for a lot of people, and I hope, you know, a lot of people will follow your path, your way, and one day we will find the next Caroline Aron. I'm sure Raquel is also the next Caroline Aron, but you are, of course, everyone is wonderful, but you are such an inspiration for a lot of people. I cannot thank you enough for taking some time with me today. It's definitely one of the highlights of my career. I tell you that, to have you on the phone. So if you see about 5 million stream of Cold Waiting, it's probably coming from me and my Sephardic family, you know.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's probably coming also from me. So ladies and gentlemen,
great.
I had the lovely, the gorgeous, the amazing Caroline Aron. I love this woman. She's the lead of this amazing movie, Cold Waiting, being released on Labor Day weekend on Amazon. Please go to check it out. It is beautiful. Life is beautiful. New York is beautiful. America is beautiful because we are having people like Caroline Aron. God bless you, my dear Caroline. Thank you a million
Thank
times
you so
for your
much.
Time. It means everything
yes.
to me. More music to follow up now on iHeartRadio after this beautiful time with the gorgeous Caroline Aron. Stay tuned.